What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for this morning's look, our Friday morning look, our last look for this week, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health for this Thursday reports 330 new cases of COVID-19 and 3 deaths, in addition to a death from a previous date being updated. The report indicates that in the last 24 hours, 6,480 tests were applied for a positivity percentage of 5.1. Currently in the country, there are 2,557 active cases. Of these, 2,411 remain in home isolation. As for hospitalised patients, there are 146. In the wards, 126, and in the intensive care units, there are 20. With the 3 deaths reported, the number of deaths from coronavirus has risen to 8,150 for a lethality percentage of 1.1. Bill 776, which includes a modification to the mandate revocation procedure, which would benefit 15 dissident deputies from the Cambio Democratico Party, was approved in the third debate this Thursday, the 17th of March, by the plenary session of the National Assembly. The proposal, originally presented by the Electoral Court to reform some administrative powers contemplated in the Electoral Code, received 43 votes in favour, 10 against and 1 abstention. The deputies of the bench of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, and CD, supported the norm. "My vote is in favour. I vote for this project to be free," said CD deputy Mayin Correa. Correa, together with her colleagues Yanibel Obrego, Genesis Sa Arjona, Elaine Cedeño, Jose Maria Herrera, Sergio Chelo Galvez, Nelson Jackson, Fatima Agrazal, Hernan Delgado, Anulfo Diaz, Lilia Batista, Leopoldo Benedetti, Maylin Vairino, and Leopoldo Archibald maintain an expulsion process and revocation of mandate within their party. They were denounced by the party prosecutor for failing to comply with the duties and the rights established in the statute, among them the rejection of the party line and the announcement of electoral alliances with other groups. "They have never called us the party this is, nor have they given any line," Correa assured during the discussion in the third debate. For her part, Deputy Zulay Rodriguez argued that the approved article does not violate the Constitution, as pointed out by those who oppose this rule that seeks to empower the people. This is the following rule, by the way, Article 438A. "The decisions that are approved by the majority of the deputies of the parliamentary faction to which they belong may not be used by political parties as grounds for revocation of mandate, nor of expulsion of the deputies, registered or not, in the political party for which they were nominated." Currently, Article 151 of the Constitution and Article 488 of the Electoral Code establish that the political party to which the seat has been awarded may revoke the mandate of the principal or alternate deputy who has applied, registered or not in the party. With the recently introduced reform, the political parties would lose that ability. Deputies such as Ana Gilzel Rosas from Cambio Democratico, Luis Ernesto Calles, allege the approved article conflicts with the Constitution. The Consumer Price Index, the CPI, registered a year-on-year increase of 2.7% in February, reported the National Institute of Statistics and Census, the INEC. The main cause for the increase is the transport, with a year-on-year rise of 10%, which includes the price of fuel. Education, hotels and restaurants and food are other groups that registered increases. The general increase in prices has a direct effect on the pockets of consumers and companies. The president of the Union of Industrialists of Panama, Luis Frauca, said that the purchasing power of the population is reduced, which restricts consumption and limits the capacity for recovery and job creation of an economy that is trying to shake off the strong economic crisis caused by the restrictions imposed during the pandemic. The businessman said that several causes have come together that have affected the rising prices of raw materials, limitations in production, rising freight rates and rising fuel prices. The Russian invasion of Ukraine and the rebound of the COVID-19 in China increase the pressure on prices and suggest, according to the businessman, that the trend will continue in the coming months. Officials from the National Police and the Public Ministry arrested 25 people in the province of Veraguas. These people are presumably linked to the crime of micro-trafficking, it was reported. Their apprehensions were recorded on the night of Wednesday, the 16th of March, after 22 raids at different points in that province, the police reported. As part of the so-called Operation Urraca, police officers seized alleged drugs, packaging materials, a digital scale, $865.25 in cash, 7 cell phones, and also seized a vehicle. And one of the people who appeared on two lists of the most wanted in the country was captured in Las Garzas in the district of Pacora. This is Fernando de Jesus Hain Alvarado, alias Gordo, who was apprehended after raids carried out by the National Police and the Public Ministry. Hain Alvarado was wanted in Operation Damasco for crimes against organized crime, in addition to his alleged link to the crime against life and personal integrity in the modalities of homicide and attempted homicide, events recorded in Vista Hermosa and Betania in 2021. Commissioner Verissimo Pitti said that at the time of this capture, a pistol-type weapon was also seized, a Glock Model 17, with 2 magazines and 30 rounds of ammunition and a pair of handcuffs. It should be remembered that the Damasco operation is part of an investigation by the prosecutor's office against organized crime, with which they are after a criminal network allegedly led by, among others, Carlos Roberto Aguilar, alias Robert, who remains a fugitive. Former Panamanian President Ricardo Martinelli is being investigated in Spain in a case of espionage and harassment of a woman, for which 11 people are now arrested, 4 of them policemen, on the island of Mallorca, the Balearic Islands. Official sources inform the AFP news agency on Thursday. According to the Spanish press, this is a woman with whom Martinelli had a relationship and whom he commissioned to spy on when she was on vacation in the Mediterranean island of Mallorca in July of 2020. In total, 11 people were arrested, 4 of them from the Civil Guard for being part of a criminal group and harassing a woman, whose identity was not revealed, nor was her relationship with Martinelli, a spokesman for the police told the AFP. These people, arrested between Monday and Tuesday of this week, acted at the request of a person from Panama, said the spokesman, without further details. According to legal sources affirmed or confirmed to AFP, former President Martinelli, who is already being tried in Spain for a case of alleged corruption, is being investigated for this case. The Spanish press, citing sources from the investigation, affirms that it was Martinelli who commissioned the following of the woman. The detainees, who called themselves Grupo Cuga, watched and followed the woman in Palma and on the beaches she visited, and even spied on her from jet skis when she was on a boat, according to the newspaper El Mundo. The woman found out and reported the incident to the police. 2 of the detainees, one of them a civil guard, were placed in preventative detention, and the others were released with precautionary measures, such as the withdrawal of their passport, reported the Superior Court of Justice of the Balearic Islands. Martinelli, Panamanian president between 2009 and 14, is being tried in Spain for allegedly receiving bribes from the Spanish construction company FCC in exchange for contracts for public works during his government. Testifying by video conference in December before the Audiencia Nacional, a high jurisdiction in Madrid, the 70-year-old former president denied accusations of corruption and money laundering. Martinelli, singled out in various investigations for corruption during his administration, was acquitted last November by a Panamanian court in a case in which he was accused of having illegally spied on opponents from the National Security Council, the CSN, during his term. For these same acts, 2 former directors of the CSN were each sentenced to 60 months in prison. The latest figures on passenger flow through the Tocumen International Airport reflect that in the month of February, 1,067,733 travellers were mobilised. This amount exceeded by 691,551 passengers, what was reported in the same month of 2021. 2022 will be a key year for the airline industry. The easing of mobility restrictions, the global advancement of vaccination and the recovery of confidence to travel will sustain a robust recovery pace after 2 difficult years for the air transport industry, commented Rafal Arab, general manager of the Tocumen Airport. The Department of Statistics of Tocumen SA record that in the month of February of this year, the air terminal maintained its direct connections to 76 destinations through 19 airlines. Regarding the flow of passengers, it is detailed that last February, the list of users was headed by those from South America, with 45%, from North America, 29%, from the Caribbean, 11%, and from Central America, 10%, and Europe, 5%. Likewise, it was reported that 9,727 aircraft arrival and takeoff operations were carried out in the month, in addition to the total number of travellers who used the Tocumen terminal. 74% were connecting passengers. On the other hand, the airport administration reported that 18,540 metric tons of merchandise were moved at the cargo terminal. As for domestic traffic and charter flights from Canada in regional terminals, 16,551 travellers and 1,361 aircraft operations were recorded in February. Tocumen SA announced that as of March the 27th, the Lufthansa Group will restart its operational activities in Tocumen through the Eurowings Discover airline. In addition, Copper Airlines will announce the start of operations to new destinations in Colombia and Venezuela in the coming weeks. The coach of the Panamanian soccer team, Thomas Christiansen, emphasised that the first objective they have to set for themselves is to come out with a victory against Honduras to continue with the option of qualifying for the 2022 Qatar World Cup. Between March the 24th and 30th, the last three dates of the octagonal round of CONCACAF are played, and Panama continues with the possibility of reaching one of the direct passes to the World Cup. We've had a bad first game, and the next game we have to do is win. Yes, win. And the third, said Christiansen. I'm worried about the first one. If we leave Rommel with a good result, with a positive emotional situation, we will face the second game in a better way. That is why the first objective is the game with Honduras. In the final stretch of the qualifiers, the Isthmian team plays on the 24th of March at the Rommel Fernandez against Honduras, starting at 8 p.m. Then on the 27th, they will play as a visitor against the United States at 6 p.m. and will end on March the 30th at home against Canada at 8 p.m. The coach pointed out that regarding the qualifiers for these three finals, more than physical work is also the emotional issue. I know how excited the players and the coaching staff are, you and the fans, the media and the fans are to get into another World Cup. That's why the motivation has to come by itself, said Christiansen. Panama is currently in fourth position in the octagonal round of the Confederation of North, Central America and Caribbean Football, CONCACAF, which gives three direct passes to the World Cup. The fourth place will be entitled to an international playoff with the representative of Oceania to define the qualification for the World Cup. We're going to go with everything. We have players with the ability to manage situations such as pressure. We have to win. We are going to manage it well. The players know what they have to do and they believe in going straight to the World Cup. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. That's some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.